Letter high, shotgun snap. Heat coming from Fuller on the corner blitz. He smacks him back at the 20. Ball's loose, picked up by Clark. Running to the end zone, touchdown. Hokies into the right corner, 20-yard return. Kendall Fuller sacked him, and Clark finishes it off for Tech.
The pipes of John Lazor heard here on Saturday as Virginia Tech getting a complete win over Purdue. And they've got East Carolina coming up this Saturday. Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Each and every Wednesday, the voice of Virginia Tech joins us, John Lazor, at his veranda in Blacksburg, overlooking the friendly city as the Hokies get ready to leave that city, go back on the road. But first things first, man, last week, we not only saw a win, but we saw a complete win. Offense, defense, as you called there, a big play, and special teams. It was the trifecta.
Yeah, it really was, and I think it was pleasing to this coaching staff and certainly to the fan base, Wes, because you needed other people to step up, and you saw that with some younger players, both in special teams and on defense, and you continue to see a progression from Brendan Motley. So you went into that game with some questions to answer, namely how you're going to replace Andrew Motuopuaka and whether Motley, against a little stiffer competition in terms of the defense he was going up against, was going to be able to continue to lead the offense, and you came out of it feeling quite good about both those things.
We got a better sense that the offense changed a little, but it wasn't what maybe many feared, that it was going to be run heavy or this total ground and pound. We saw the ability of Brendan Motley to be multidimensional. What did you see from Motley that you liked?
I like his arm, to be honest with you. That throw that he had right before the half to Isaiah Ford, I was talking to Trey Edmonds about it the other day, and he said, you know, that's a big-time throw, and I agreed because he lofted it about 50, 55 yards downfield, and he did it without setting himself to throw. He was rolling out to the right side and didn't set up. So that was a big throw. He had a few others that were right on a string to Isaiah Ford. There were certainly some things that you could nitpick as well with Motley. You'd like to see him feel or have him feel that blindside pressure a little bit better. There's not much you can do about the sacks, but you can certainly protect the football a bit better in those spots. And a few throws across the middle where he was trying to hit receivers, namely Ford, diagonally, where had he hit him in stride, they would have been bigger plays. But all in all, I thought he played a heck of a football game, considering it was on the road in particular. And you're right, they didn't shut down the offense in terms of being concerned. They really kept it open and added in some new wrinkles. So I think you have to give a lot of credit to Scott Loeffler for the game plan that he drew up to play to the strengths. And Scott was almost defiant in his press conference on Monday afterwards. He was asked by Mike Barber from the Times-Dispatch, did you find out anything about Motley that you didn't know? And he said emphatically, no, we know what Motley is. We know what his strengths are, and we did our best to play to him. And I thought they did a nice job of doing that.
I'll tell you another thing that stood out, and you're right, he's got to do a better job of picking up the backside pressure and hanging on to the ball, which comes with time. But what was impressive, even with those moments, is it didn't haunt him for the rest of the game. You know, sometimes guys will hear footsteps, they'll hear ghosts. Not him, because after that first one, he bounced right back and went on that 70-yard drive. So it was kind of more of where you're learning, where he's at, maturity, and you saw him grow from a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely, and the guys were talking about that quite a bit after the game as well. But the other thing about it is, I think, two things with Motley. One, I don't think he's stepping in feeling as though he's got the weight of the world or the weight of the program on his shoulders. I think he's stepping in and letting it fly because he's been here for years. His number hasn't been called. He's been passed over a couple of times, and I think he's recognizing, hey, I've got nothing to lose except going back to what I was for the last 3 years, so we might as well go in and showcase what I've got. But on the other side of that, I think there's a lot of confidence for any quarterback that comes when, A, you recognize that you have a fail-safe in your own legs and you can make things happen when plays break down, and B, you've got a powerful running game, because yep, that's what this Virginia Tech running game has become when it's so diversified. You had four guys, I believe, averaging better than 5 yards a carry. You had Trey Edmonds over 8 yards a carry. Motley himself had some great success. You continue to use Trayvon McMillan in that hybrid-type role, and although he wasn't as heavily featured as he was against Furman, still a good game, particularly since he is the freshman. So many options for Brendan Motley right now, and I think that gives him a lot of faith and confidence. And to hear these guys talk about the offensive line and what they've been able to do in terms of owning that line of scrimmage is very impressive, and Wyatt Teller has definitely opened some eyes too.
How about on defense? Some new guys getting starts, and all seem to fare pretty well, with the exception of the penalties, and we're not trying to nitpick here, but that was the coaching staff on Sunday and Monday. They were the ones talking about it. But all in all, I mean, as you said it, all in all, pretty fair. I mean, a lot to like and pretty fair on Saturday.
Without question. And, you know, you name your son Adonis Alexander, you're not expecting him to be a tennis player because that guy was born to hit people, man. He was all over the field, particularly in the first half of that game, and you couldn't help but notice him. And Woody Barron had a nice game. Not sure exactly why Corey Marshall wasn't on the field. I still haven't gotten clarification on that, but Woody Barron filled in nicely for him. Sean Huelskamp, as Mikey said it a couple of times, you didn't notice him a whole lot in that game outside of the interception, and that's just fine because that's what you're looking for. I think the worst-case scenario was you'd notice a lot because the Boilermakers were attacking him in the middle of the field and trying to make him the weak spot of that defense. That didn't happen. I thought he acclimated himself quite well. And you continue to get, as we talked about at the top of this, Wes, a lot of contributions from some of these younger guys whose names you don't necessarily hear a ton, but they're doing great work in the special teams. And the Hokies really saw something in the fact that Purdue likes to come after the coverage, so to speak, on the punts, and they don't necessarily contain in terms of allowing you not to block the punt. So Virginia Tech really, in Frank Beamer's estimation, probably should have blocked two or three punts rather than just the one on the afternoon. So they continue to find those wrinkles. They think they're starting to unearth some young players that can help this team. And, you know, it's funny coming out of the doom and gloom scenario of Ohio State losing your quarterback and then without Motua Puaka to the optimism returning. It's been a lot of fun to be around the last few days. And you can only hope in a week-to-week business, as these guys like to say, that that continues down in Greenville.
John Lazer's with us. The voice of the Hokies joins us for half an hour every week. Brought to you by Cowan Gates. We'll come back on in about 4 minutes, and we'll go through a couple different things, including the game this week against East Carolina, including the story of Michael Brewer on pace to return sooner rather than later, and John Lazer, a baseball man at heart, will get his thoughts on the passing of Yogi Berra last night at the age of 90. More with John Lazer, brought to you by Cowan Gates. We're here on Fox Sports 910.